We have kind of a twofold mission that we have tonight. The last 2 months, we've been interviewing individuals off the prophetic team who are a part of the prophetic team. And there's some questions that I have posed to them to share their experiences and to share things from their heart that some of you have really expressed as been valuable to you, those questions that you've had that been answered. And sometimes it's like we think that prophetic ministry is only for people who are like super spiritual or who have attained to some certain level of spirituality. And the truth is that the Bible says we can all prophesy. Amen? We can all prophesy. And that is one of our missions, is to demythologize the prophetic ministry. If you're a Christian, God has given you the ability and you are called as part of your inheritance to be able to prophetically minister to others. So tonight I'm just going to bring a quick message, and then I'm going to invite Stan Dudka up, and we're going to do kind of a little interview, and I'm going to ask him some questions, and he's going to share some things from his heart. But before we do, I wanted to just bring a quick message. And as I waited on the Lord about what it is that he wanted to say today, what he wanted to share, he just gave me something real quick and real simple, but very important. And so I'm just going to just open up with prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you are the living word of God, and that you are always alive, that you are never in a time that you are not alive. You're never in a place of pause or death, but you're always alive. You are the living word of God, and we're so thankful that you are eternal. And we're thankful that you aren't just for a moment or for a season, but you are for eternity. And that your word is eternal. And so, God, we just thank you. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to be our teacher. We ask you to illuminate our understanding, to bring insight into any area that we need tonight. I bless everyone here in Jesus' name. God, I just ask you for impartation to add to us things that are good and prune anything from us that is not good, in Jesus' name. So there's some notes available if you didn't get notes. And I'm just titled this message, Our Daily Bread. That's what I heard the Lord say today, was our daily bread. And the whole idea of what we're doing is to try to help cultivate a community and a culture that is of prophetically inspired, one that is about hearing the voice of God as a lifestyle. There's ideas and beliefs and mindsets that the Holy Spirit's got to come upon you in a sovereign way before you can prophesy. The truth is, the Holy Spirit will do that, and that's one of the ways that the Holy Spirit will speak through you and speak to others. But as you can pray in the Spirit by will, you can also prophesy by will. And it is because that Jesus has always got something edifying, exhorting, and comforting that he wants to say to someone. Yeah? He's always got something that he wants to say to encourage us. It doesn't matter who we are. There's always something that he wants to say. Not to say that there's never an exception where he's already told someone and they already know, and they come up and you say, well, you know, I'm not getting a whole lot right now for you. That almost never happens. Well, if you were on a prophetic team, because God has always got something to share to encourage you. We want to kind of just, that whole mentality and that belief system, kind of wad that up and pitch it in the basket. That you've got to have the Lord come on you, and then you've got to feel a certain way. You know, all those, the thing of it is you have love in your heart and you want to bless someone, God will give you something encouraging to share with them. Well, when we're talking about hearing God and we're talking about the prophetic, the thing about that I feel like God wanted to emphasize tonight was the necessity and the validity of hearing God daily for yourself. The importance of being fed spiritually every day. Whether it's through the Bible, whether it's through prayer, or just sitting and waiting on the Lord and hearing him speak to you in a spontaneous revelatory way. It's all kind of combined into one bowl we call communion and intimacy with God. Hearing God is such a key to developing intimacy with Him. I remember when I didn't know how to hear God for myself. And I remember how it made me feel. I did not feel like a son. I felt like an orphan. I felt like someone on the outside looking in. When you begin to hear God for yourself, it can change things dramatically for you. It can change your whole self-worth and your whole perspective of who you are in Christ. When you begin to hear God Almighty speak to you, whether for your life or someone else, there is built up is an understatement. Yeah? When God, the creator of the cosmos, speaks to you, you know that you know that you know that you're special. And this isn't an elite thing. It isn't like the chosen 12, right? If we love the Lord, we can all hear God. Now, it's a process. We develop it. It's after a while, it's practice. Hebrews 5:14 says, solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. How many of you have had selfish thoughts and thought it was God before? I know I have. And there's time where I've needed my senses trained to discern good and evil. It's a process. It's a training. It's a development. And every one of us, God is just saying there's an upgrade for each one of us. Amen? And so when we talk about our daily bread, as I believe God wants to speak to us, and I believe it is very biblical that every day God has got something from His holy word to sustain us and to satisfy us. Number one on the sheet there, Jesus told the disciples how to pray. They asked Him how to pray. And He said, pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oftentimes we think, well, that has to do with provision. How many times did Jesus correct the disciples and say, you guys are worrying about bread? You just saw all of these people miraculously fed, all these things taking place, and you're worried? Remember Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. So God, it's a little faith at times. I feel like God is saying to us that we make provision a gigantic mountain when He is telling us it's one of those smaller things in the kingdom. Now, I've struggled before with the issue of provision. So I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm trying to get down on anyone who's worried of whether the bills were going to be paid or if they were going to get a new job or things like this. But what I'm saying is that God is talking, Jesus is saying in the scripture, He's not just talking about our daily food and our daily provisions in the natural. Are you guys with me? He's talking about our spiritual needs to be fed as well. Our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. How many of you can remember when God's spoken to you, how it satisfies you, how it fulfills you, how it sustains you? Are you guys with me? When God speaks to you, there's nothing like it. And there's those moments where it kind of adds up. You're reading the word. You get a phone call. Someone tells you something. You're driving down the road. There's like that accumulated spiritual plate that God has for you. But then there's those moments that all of a sudden, man, he's got something right there, like a spiritual sandwich or a spiritual steak for you to eat that is so satisfying. There's different ways that God feeds us. But what is one thing that we really need to keep in mind is we need to be fed daily. Number two, the bread of life. John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. And he who believes in me will never thirst. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. It is He whom I need to partake or ingest of in order that I might have eternal life. He is the manna for my soul that God promised. Many of us really recognize that hunger and that thirst. We'll try to substitute it. Any guys remember trying to substitute it for things, other things? I've done it lots of times. We try to fill the void. We try to find the substitutes and other things. And the truth is God wants to feed us. And he wants to cause that thirst within us to be quenched. Number three, the word of God is living bread. John 6, 48 through 51 says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The bread of life is the spiritual food needed for man, that is needed by man. Without the bread of life, man cannot live spiritually. Just as a physical man needs to eat in order to live, the bread of life gives nourishment for the soul. Unless one eats from the bread of life, he or she faces eternity without God. We have got to be fed spiritually. Remember the woman at the well? Remember what Jesus said to her? He said, this living water that I have, anyone drinks of it will never thirst again. He is the living water and he is the bread of life. Matthew 4:4 said, but he being Jesus, answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you know he doesn't stop speaking? It doesn't say every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. In other words, once the Bible was compiled, God stopped speaking. People believe that. I'm not here to bash anyone like that, but what I'm here to tell you is my God still speaks. Your God still speaks. He has not stopped speaking. Aren't you thankful? There's a lot of questions I have. And just hearing his voice soothes me. I want to hear him speak to me. Even if what I have to say, if it's one of those questions, he's like, son, I've told you this. How many times now? You want to know the same thing again? I just love hearing his voice. Sometimes I just need to hear his voice. Sometimes I just need to hear his voice and know that I know that I know that he's with me. And the thing about the Lord is when he speaks is every word is filled with life. He can say something simple and it's profound. It just fills us. Something simple like I love you or rest in me or be at peace. And if you were to say that to someone, you think, man, that just sounds so general. Give me something more profound. But when it's really from God, it has spiritual life in it. And it goes to the spirit man inside of us, and we feel it, we sense it, we perceive it. We're satisfied and we are nurtured by it. The Word of God is our source of spiritual life while on the earth, and the Word of God is spiritual life necessary for our daily lives. So the question is, how many of us eat spiritually healthy? How many of us drink in spiritual healthy ways? See, in the natural, sometimes we like, you know, there's a fast. It's not good to spiritually fast the Word of God. Are you guys with me? It's not a good thing to spiritually fast the Word of God. So if you go 3, 4, 5, I know there's no one who ever goes more than 5 days without reading the Word of God in this place, right? Or hearing the Lord. But we never want to go a day. How many, right, you guys know, one bad day, how it can affect our life? How it can affect our week. One bad day. I need all of the spiritual nutrients I can get. I am hungry. I am thirsty. I need to be fed by God. Don't you? I want to encourage you on your journey in hearing God. Don't take the journey and the work and the study and the diligence of learning to hear and understand the voice of God lightly. Don't put it on the back shelf. Don't procrastinate it. Don't even make excuses why it's okay for you now not to work on that or to develop it. It's part of our inheritance that has been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The things that God says, many of these things are mysteries. But we have got to search out the word of the Lord. He loves it when we value his word. We cannot take lightly the issue of studying the word. One of the things that we work hard to do in the prophetic team is we want to edify, exhort, and comfort, 1 Corinthians 14:3, but we never want to become a substitute for you for the Holy Spirit. To hear God for yourself, there's nothing like hearing God for yourself. We have got to study to show ourselves approved. This is an investment that will have eternal rewards. And here's just something that I've seen. I've seen people give themselves to learning how to hear the voice of God, and they've matured from it and have never been the same again. How many of you can say that? Boy, I want to see more hands than that. We need to do some praying then. We need to do some praying because we need to be investing in our own spirituality. We got to put new tires on the car when they need it, right? We have got to invest in our spirituality. We've got to study. We've got to pray. We've got to worship. We got to figure out, how is God speaking to me? What is He saying? Well, I don't know. Well, I need to figure out a way to find out. I happen to know of a place that does prophetic training. There are opportunities in this region that other people don't have in other regions. How many of you have drove 50 miles to be here tonight? Anybody? Okay, we got one. Anybody more than 50 miles? How far? Kalamazoo. Now, I know of a place in Kalamazoo that does do prophetic ministry up there. But there must be a reason that you drove here tonight, right? You're hungry. You're thirsty. You wanted to be fed. You're investing in your own spirituality. How many of us need to be doing more of this? Now, I'm exhorting you. I'm not beating up on you. You guys understand? That's part of my job as a leader, to encourage you, to exhort you, to stir you up. Let's not have a low standard, but let's have a high standard. We're called to high things and to great things, not easy and small things. Jesus was an overcomer, and He made His people to be overcomers. I really want to encourage you to sometimes we have to push reset on our value system. You know how on the computer sometimes you just got to reboot? We need to sometimes reset our value or reboot our value system, because our values can get out of whack. Sometimes our values is where Jesus is called. We're called to have Jesus as our first love. He's like number 5 or 6. Come on, let's get real about it. I don't know about you, but I want to try to be ready. If the Lord decided to visit me in the night, I'd be ready and not ashamed. We can always feed the soul, and the soul can never get enough feeding. Yeah? The carnal man can never be fed enough. It doesn't matter what you feed the carnal man, it'll always want more. It'll never be satisfied, and you'll feel when it's over with, you won't feel sustained, you won't feel energized, you won't feel cleansed, but you'll feel, what a waste. What a waste of energy, what a waste of time. I should have invested that into my spirituality. So I just want to exhort you, and even tonight urge you, to study, to know how to hear and understand the voice of God. There's such a big difference that I've seen in people who know how to hear God from themselves and those that don't. There is a whole other peace and a whole other level of rest, or levels of rest, that those that can hear the voice of God from those who can't. And there's no reason why any of us as Christians can't hear the voice of God. Now, sometimes we've got to learn our gifts, our gift mix, and understand how God speaks to us. It can be easy to miss sometimes. We think that God would speak a certain way. If God was going to speak, surely He would do it in a way that it would be clear, and it would be obvious, and I would fully understand it. And that's not the way God speaks most of the time. He's got a still, small voice, and He speaks in parables. He speaks in riddles. He speaks in metaphorical speech. Sometimes you'll see pictures and you see what God is saying. Sometimes you feel what God's saying and you don't have a picture or a word to base it on. And you can feel insecure and say, well, I'm not sure about that. That can be one of the harder ways. Sometimes thoughts come into your mind. It's almost like when you hear a song over and over again repeated in your head. That's like hearing the voice of God. We need to understand how we hear God best. We need to understand, if God's speaking to us, if you have a dream, can you interpret it? What did God give you that dream for? He gave it to you as a message to understand. Are you guys with me? I sure hope no one feels beat up. This is coming out of a place of love. God's put it on my heart to stir you up and to encourage you. I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying you can. Amen? You can hear God. Each one of us can hear God, not only for ourselves, but for others. Okay, now we're going to go to this next part. I'm going to invite Stan to come up. Okay, I have some questions here that I wanted to ask Stan. Now, Stan, I have an enormous amount of respect for Stan. when I came to Voice Ministries, well, about 7.5 years ago, I think Stan was here a little bit earlier before than I was. And Stan always had a smile on his face. And I just took notice of it. I was like, man, this guy is one of the friendliest people. He's always smiling every time I see him. That's not a common thing, is it? When someone is always like that. And so Stan, I have a great love for Stan, a great respect for Stan. Stan has many different hats that he wears here in the ministry. He's one of the senior pastors, and his senior leadership across the board. He is head over the Watchman and IHOP, and he's also on the prophetic team, and probably about 5 or 7 other things. Yeah, he does all kinds of counseling and leadership across the board. Wherever it's needed, he's flexible. He can step in and do it and do whatever is needed at the time. And he's a great example to the church and to the body of Christ how to serve in a place of love and a place of peace and rest. And when I think of Stan, he's one of what I believe has one of the greatest pastor's hearts out of anyone that I've ever met before. And I have some questions for him as a pastor, as an intercessory leader, and just as a man of God and a prophetic minister. So the first question I have here is, Stan, as a pastor, how important do you feel it is for a Christian to invest their time and energy and learning how to hear God and understand the voice of God?
You already said it earlier about it's your greatest investment that you'll ever make. I remember before I was a Christian and stumbled upon Christian television. And what would annoy me the most is when I would watch the preachers on television, and they would so readily say, well, God told me, and God said this, and I heard the Lord say, and I'm like, you know, it just irritated me before as a Christian, because I thought, well, I thought it was from a place of arrogance. I thought, well, how can you hear God? You know, and I was on a quest to hear God's voice. I really wanted to hear the Lord. And I would cry out to the Lord, and I'd say, how can you create all this stuff, and you can hear me, but I can't hear you? And that was before I was saved. And then I had this lung illness, and it led me to pull over to the side of the road, and I asked the Lord into my heart. And I said, I've been the Lord all these years, and I want to set you up as Lord. So I went on to get this last antibiotic. The doctor said, you know what, your lungs are near collapse. If this doesn't work, I don't know what I can do for you. And so I took the antibiotic and I got home, and then the next day I woke up and I was completely, I had no symptoms. And I said, wow, man, that was some good antibiotic. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I healed you. And that was the beginning of a journey of hearing the voice of the Lord. And the Lord sent me a mentor. One of my best friends, Terry Lang, was a mentor. The first year I was a Christian, I'd say, well, that's the greatest gift the Lord ever gave me. Not only did he mentor me, but he gave me just a library of books, and he just invested in my Christianity. And it was, he taught me how to journal. So I've been a Christian 28 years, and if you look at my 28 years of journals, I write in blue, and I when I hear from the Lord, I write in black. So I'll write to the Lord, and then I'll wait, and I draw an L, and I circle it, and that means listening, and I wait till I hear from the Lord. So if you stumble upon my journals, I write in blue, and the Lord writes in black. So that's just the way that it's always been. So when I pick it up, I can identify a little bit more who's, you know. So it's the greatest investment that you'll ever have, that you do whatever you can do. Early on, my wife started going to John Paul Jackson. She went to a conference and other things before I ever even knew about the art of hearing God. She's a forerunner. She always does stuff way before I do it or before anybody else would do it. So before it was popular to go to these conferences, she was going to them. And I'm looking at that book going, what is this? You know? And then looking in that, she was investing in her ability to hear the Lord. So it's the greatest investment that will pay you dividends, kingdom dividends, beyond measure. Amen?
Very good. I absolutely agree. I feel like that there's not an investment in your spirituality. Even in the Old Testament, when they were under the law, he said to them over and over again in there, if you would listen to my voice. Now in the New Testament, we have the indwelling Spirit. But in the Old Testament, it wasn't that way. So we don't fully understand how it worked in the Old Testament. But God spoke to his people. And we have an amazing God who Amen. Wants to communicate to us. He didn't just write a book and say, okay, you know, how many of us know that in our relationships, if I just wrote my wife a book and I didn't talk to her, I don't think our marriage would be very good. Do you?
She'd say, how about chapter 8, buddy?
Yeah. So number two, now Stan has overseen in the IHOP as a father and as a prophetic pastor and all the administrative things necessary and the house of prayer as an intercessory leader, as a watchman. He has oversaw and led and spearheaded many things. So I asked him as a pastor how he feels like that has affected Christians and how important from the eyes of and the heart and the perspective of a pastor is the hearing God valuable. How valuable is that and important is that to a Christian? But I want to ask him, as an intercessory leader, how has participating in the prophetic ministry affected your prayer life?
It changes the way I pray for people. Because one of the greatest things that I'm encouraged by in the prophetic, being a team leader in the prophetic, is I get to see how God thinks about you. And people come in and all of a sudden we're prophesying over gifts and talents and abilities that I didn't see in you when you walked in the door. And all of a sudden, and a lot of times the people walk in very tired, weary, and they leave encouraged because they've heard through this means of how God sees them. So it changed the way I pray for people because I pray more into destiny and I pray more into gifts. And a lot of times I will pick up on things more prophetically when I'm praying for people. And so it has totally, before it seemed like it was a little bit more generic. And so now it's a much more pinpointed way to pray for people.
And some of the things that I noticed, this was just from hearsay, because I'm not a part of the Watchman team, is I remember some of the journeys that people have been on, some of the people who've come into the prophetic teams, what they were like when they came in and what they were like when they left. And one of the things that I noticed was that there was like a new excitement and a reward for laboring in prayer. Because people would see things, hear things, it would be developed. They developed that seeing eye, that hearing ear, and that discernment to feel. And it was like when people would come in, they were excited to pray because they knew they were going to get fed. That was one of the things that I've noticed. And I think it's helped that people in the issue of like, one of the things about the prophetic is that you get an opportunity to hear God for others over and over, and then you get that feedback. And that's one of the things about hearing God for yourself. You don't always get the feedback. And I think it's harder to hear for yourself than it is to hear for someone else. But with those that I've seen who participated on the intercessory team, when they would come in, it seemed to fuel the intercessory fire in a greater way because there was like a reward, an exchange, where before God could be speaking, and because it wasn't fully developed, it wasn't always recognized. And so one of the things that I've learned, and by observing many intercessors and part of the intercessory groups now, is that there is like a reward, and like God feeds. You know, it's like, okay, we got to go to work now, but God's going to feed you. He's also going to quench that thirst. And there's a reward that's going to come out of it.
I say that prophetic intercessors are the most dangerous people I know. And I love it, because some of our prayer meetings, before we didn't have a lot of prophetic element, but we all started to grow in that. And so we go into the prayer meetings and we're always amazed at where we end up. It's like, how did we get here? Because it's a series of prophetic pictures and decrees, and the Lord will give us scriptures, and the pictures pile on the scriptures, and all of a sudden there's 7-8 of us that are functioning prophetically, praying for the ministry, praying for the region, and we're in the middle of a fast praying for Bob, who's in Israel, and that whole Israel trip. Man, it's exciting to be fasting and praying, and when the prophetic flows. And I love it. There was a couple of people who started coming and became watchmen. They're like, you know what? We don't get this prophetic stuff. I don't hear like you do. And now they get so much stuff because they've been around it, and they've sought the Lord on it. They desired it, And they've learned and they've grown in it. And then, so it's exciting prayer meetings. And I love when people just come in off the street and are coming to the house of prayer. And to be able to pray for them, all of a sudden you're picking up on stuff. You know, and then just being able to pray over them, you just can't help but say it. You know, and when it's someone you don't know and you can tell they're really hurting, they're coming off the street, you're a little bit more tender in how you say it. But all of a sudden they know that there's no way that you could have known that. And they know it's the Lord. And there's healing in that. So it's exciting. I love to pray over people.
Absolutely. You know, the scripture says, pursue love, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
That's right.
Okay, number three. Stan, in your opinion, how important is learning to hear God's voice for every Christian on a scale of 1 to 10?
About
15.2. 15.2.
The Polish judge.
That's right.
15.2.
So if there's any doubt whether it's important from his perspective. Now, Stan hasn't been a pastor and a leader for about a year and a half, right? It's only been a couple years. I'm being sarcastic. He's been doing this for a long time. How long have you been in ministry? And
well, I've been a Christian 28 years. The pastor about 20 years. And part of the prophetic team a few years, and just a team leader, just probably about a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know? So, just being able to walk it out and to function.
So I think there's authority there. I think he knows what he's talking about. So, go ahead.
I had invited, I was pastoring a small church years ago, and I invited a friend of mine, Rob Seal, who was very prophetic, a prophetic worshiper, before I really functioned in that and knew that. And He was leading worship at one of our services. We were in a little union hall. And all of a sudden, he just began to prophesy over people. And he looked at me and he said, "You need to join me." And all of a sudden, it just stirred up in me. And it just came out. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It was a little scary. It was a little risky. But I felt like, you know, I'm going to go in this and go with it. And it was really amazing how we functioned in that day. And so it wasn't as scary for me because all of a sudden I felt like the Lord had my back in that. So it was awesome.
Very good.
Question number four.
Number four. Stan, do you believe that giving yourself to hearing the voice of God in a greater way has developed a new level of spiritual maturity in your life?
I do, because I think that it has...
A newer, a greater level of spirituality.
Yeah, it's both a greater and a newer level, because I feel like the more that you grow in the prophetic, the more you're accountable. And Roy taught me one day, I was getting a whole bunch of prophetic stuff for the ministry. I'm getting these dreams for leadership. I'm getting prophetic pictures and all this stuff. And he pulls me aside one day, and I'm 15 years older than Roy, and I love how he fathers me. That's what I love about the kingdom. Somebody 15 years younger than you is a father in a certain aspect in your life, and I love that. And he asked me, how do I feel about some of the things I've gotten? Because the things that you get are sometimes risky, because I share it with leadership or you share it, and you don't always know how people are going to perceive it, how they're going to receive it, or what they're going to do with it or misinterpret it. So it was a season I was getting a bunch of stuff. And he was like, "Are you feeling like it's risky?" And I said, "You know what? I'm just going to trust that it's the Lord. And I feel that leadership will have my back." And so it has given me a level of accountability to know the timing of when to share things and how much to share and who to share it with. And so there's a sense of accountability. And in the prophetic, it's always great to know that Roy has my back. And, you know, there's times when I just don't have to worry about certain things, because I know that if somebody misunderstood something I said or something, he's going to have my back. And I love that about that.
And I know that Stan has got my back if I ever get in a spot as well. Isn't that what a family's about?
That's right.
Okay, last question, number five. What is your most memorable experience while ministering prophetically?
I thought about this one, and I see pictures right off the bat, and I a lot of times when I'm praying for the person at the start, I'll get pictures. And then the Lord just takes off from there. And sometimes I see the most strange pictures that make absolutely no sense to me, but I'm hoping that they make sense to the person. And one time I'm prophesying over this young man, and I'm seeing him on a skateboard, but backwards. And two of his friends are encouraging him on. And I felt like it had to do with him going against the flow. and that his leadership style was unique. But afterwards, he said, you know, I tried that very thing this week on a skateboard backwards with two of my friends encouraging me. And so I thought that was the craziest picture ever. This kid's going to think I'm nuts. How am I going to tell him this? You're on a skateboard backwards. And it's been snowboarders. And this kid's like, I just came back from a snowboarding trip. You know, and surfers and all these different things, seeing people. And I just have learned to trust the Lord to just say it, because it's going to be something affirming in their life. So I just roll with it, you know, and a couple times the Lord has confirmed that. So that was one of my favorites, the backward skateboarder kid. So the Lord confirmed it, that he, and just the other day him doing that. So that's what, and I just really, just the people coming in so weary and beat up by the world and just grasping to hear something of encouragement from the Lord. And when he just pours out, and you just see these people as just kingdom people, and how he sees their gifts and talents and abilities, and how he sees their future, and they leave completely different than when they've walked in, those are my highlights.
Amen. I completely agree with that. And Stan has worked to develop his gift. One of the things, when you start learning how to hear God, you'll realize you have a dominant way. And the good thing to do is, like, have you ever seen the guys on TV, the bodybuilders with the real big arms and then real puny skinny legs? Yeah, you ever seen that? Well, that's not what you want to do in the prophetic. You want to balance yourself and round yourself out. So when you learn to, if you're hearing God, you want to learn how to see what God's saying. You want to learn how to feel and to get a sense of what he's saying. And so you learn to develop and to work and practice in areas that you're not naturally strong in. And what's amazing about that is oftentimes that will start activating, and your dominant gift at times won't be as prevalent as in your life and in your ministry. And did I say that right? Prevalent?
Prevalent.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if that was a word. And so, you know, you balance that out, and Stan has worked really hard at that. He's been very diligent at it, and he has a grace about when he prophesies. I love to hear him prophesy. Many on the team, they're the same thing, is that there is a seasoning about how he communicates what God has shared with him. And so I always love to, he's so excited. I mean, every single time he prophesies, we could talk the whole next day about his, every single one. He loves to minister the word of the Lord. And so I felt like just these few questions, it was just really important to hear Stan's heart from his perspective, because I think Stan is one of the more prophetic people that I know, you know, personally. And so anyway, can we just give the Stan a hand and thank the Lord for Stan?
Thank you.
So what we're going to do now, Brad, if you want to come up, is this is a time that we like to minister prophetically from the stage. The Lord will often highlight someone to us out in the crowd. And we don't choose every person. We only try to choose those who the Lord is highlighting. He's got a way of causing you to stand out. Don, we want to minister to you one-on-one with a one-minute or two-minute prophecy. And so for those of you who didn't get chosen, if you got prophesied to from the stage, I would encourage you not to come up and get another word, double dip. We call that double dipping. Because whatever God shared with you is enough for tonight, okay? And so we want to try and make sure that there's room for others who maybe didn't get ministry. And so we're gonna have the team come up. After we're done, you can get 1 or 2 minute prophecies, but you'll need to do your own recording. We don't do that for you in this scenario, okay? So some of your phones have apps, or you can write it down.
Okay, the gentleman right here with the black shirt on and the gray sweatshirt. What's your name? Tim? Well, Tim, I heard the word stopgap measure. And I just heard the Lord saying that there's been a delay, there's been a pause, there's been a gap in your life, and there's something you've been looking for to try to connect from where you are to where you want to go. And it's almost like, where's the bridge? Where's the route? It's almost like I see like a dense forest, and it's like, I know I need to get through this. But what's the best approach? But what's the best way? And I just hear the Lord saying, Tim, know this, my son, know that I've got some new techniques I'm going to show you. I've got some new approaches I'm going to show you. I hear him saying, it's a season to press in, but not a season to press in physically, and to not try to force your way into anything and not try to make a place for yourself. But I heard God saying, step back and know that I am God. Step back and see me at work and know that I'm going to make a way where there seems to be no way for you. And I just hear God saying he is going to break down some barriers. I sense there's some barriers, some things that have been trying to hold you back, some things that have been trying to deter you and divert your direction that you're going. But I hear the Lord saying, son, I'm pleased that you've persevered. You've kept your head down, not like down on the ground depressed, but you've kept focused. I hear the Lord saying, this is really a season for you to focus, and I'm pleased with the way that you trust me in this season, says the Lord.
Gentleman right here in the white shirt with the baby. What's your name? Danae. Danae, I heard the word over you, warrior, survivor, and overcomer. I feel like the warrior side of you, I just feel like you're a connector of people. I really feel like you're a builder. I feel like you can build relationships and different things like that. And I feel like there's just been some things that have come your way that has kind of kept you from doing some of the things that you want to do. I really feel like you're coming into a season where the fruit of your gifts are going to be coming forth. I feel like the Lord's going to open some doors for you. I feel like you just, there's this connector of people. I feel like you're the conduit to a lot of people. I feel like these two people don't know each other, but they know each other through you. So I really feel like there's people that are going to get connected that way. And I feel like you've lived a life of sacrifice, and I feel like you've let go of a lot of things to pursue other things, and that you sacrificed. And I just feel like the Lord is saying that he has seen your sacrifices, and that they've not fallen on deaf ears, and they've just not fallen for nothing, that he has seen the things that you have let go of for greater things, for better things. And I feel like reward is coming your way, and I feel like the Lord is just, there's promotion coming your way, and I just really, I just feel excited for you for the days ahead. Amen.
Very good. Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. Amen. The husband and wife, are you guys husband and wife there? Okay, I thought you were. And you drove quite a while. Isn't that what you had said? I see you like trying to dig a well. And it's like you've really been working, I feel like you've been working for years to really tap into the deep things of God. And I feel like there's been layers of discouragement that you've gone through, but then layers of re-energizing and strengthening. And I feel like the Lord is letting you know that you've been going through a preparation and a training process, that there's a great character building that's been going on. Not that you have bad character, but even as leaders, God has been adding things to you. And even like with a hammer, I could just see him like chiseling and knocking things off, rough edges over time. And I heard the Lord say, a breakthrough. That you're about to have a breakthrough in your spirituality and stepping into. I believe you have a longing for signs and wonders and deep spiritual things. And I feel like God is going to begin to divvy them out to you and let you encounter them and kind of a conservative way at first. But even as you're on track with his heart, out of a place of love and lining up with the Word of God, I just see more and more and more that you're going to run into. I see you connecting others, arms with others, and say, I will make myself accountable to you. I saw you say that. And when I'm going to say, what was your name, sir? Ryan. When I see Ryan, I'm also speaking also with your wife. I mean to include her as well. And what was your name? Dora? Dora, I see you're very creative. And that you have creative prophetic gifts. And I feel like God wants really to draw that out in you in this season. He wants to enrich in your life and your spirituality. Maybe things have felt a little dull, a little hard, a little challenging. I feel like God's saying, rest, rest, rest. And he wants to enrich your spirituality. He doesn't want you to think about, it's all about the years to come. But the Lord wants to be the Lord of your life and the miraculous even in your daily life. There's small things that he wants to do for you. I feel like there's even something about your family. Do you have children? I feel like there's family ministry. And there's destiny written over you. So I see also like a banner, like a pageant banner that says patience. So you're in process, but God's promises are going to come to pass. Amen?
Okay. Over here in the back row with the white sweatshirt on and the blonde hair, what's your name? Sarah. Okay, Sarah. Well, Sarah, the first thing I heard is I heard the Lord saying, choose today, don't delay. Okay? And I saw a picture like, you know that shell game where they have the shells and they put the little pea underneath one and then they shuffle them around. You got to try to guess which one. And I see that, I just hear the Lord saying that he's seen that you've been trying to figure something out, been trying to make the right choice. You've been trying to look at all the odds, look at all the circumstances, all the priorities of what's going on and trying to put things together. And it seems like every time you think you've got it figured out, somebody comes in and just switches them all around on you. Like, and then they lift it up and it's like, I thought it was there, but it's not there because they moved it. And I just hear the Lord saying that to just keep persevering, okay? That you don't have to have it all figured out right now. I just hear him saying this is going to be a real step of faith for you, that you're looking for all the answers and all the solutions before you take the step. And I hear the Lord saying, you're going to know parts and you're going to know bits, but you're not going to know the full picture. So this is something you're just going to have to really trust him in. And I see you walking away from the table. It's like, you know what? I'm not playing a game of chance anymore, okay? I'm gonna live by faith because faith is more real than chance. Okay, there's no such thing as a circumstance. And I just see you really just faith growing in your life, and I see you overcoming and just coming into a place that you know that you're doing what God's called you to do. So, amen.
The gal right there in the white sweater. What's your name? Susan. Are you married? What's your name? Roger, Susan, and Roger. Susan, I heard for you, strategist of the Lord. I saw you at a whiteboard, and I just saw you like connecting things and writing things out, and just writing strategies for your marriage, strategies for your family, and all these things. Just writing it down, and I feel like that comes from a place of your discernment. I really feel like you have a high level of discernment. And I feel like, Roger, that you're to trust that more in the days ahead, to really trust her discernment. And I just really feel like there's strategies that you have. I feel like your friends come to you and they're like, I don't know, I'm supposed to do this or that. And you have it all mapped out for them. You know, it's like you have discernment and you can figure that out for them. But it isn't like you're lording over them. It's like you have this strategy. And then when you tell them that, they know it's the Lord. They just really feel that. And Roger, I just sense that the Lord is really elevating your leadership in your home. I really feel like you're coming into understanding the fullness of the role that you have of the leadership in your home. And I really feel like I just hear the word gatekeeper over you, and I see you like at the door of your home, and I see you watching things going in and out, watching things going in and out. And I feel like your discernment is getting higher of what the things that go in and out of your home. And I feel like you're really watching. And I feel like the more that you walk in that role and the more that you understand the role of the spiritual leader of the home, that you've embraced it and you're well with it and you know it's biblical, you know it's the Lord. And now you're resting in the strategies that the Lord is giving to you in that. You know, I think we should do this and I think we should do that. And I just feel like for you to trust it, to really trust that you hear from the Lord that way. And just walk it out, and I feel like the Lord is really trusting you in these days with your leadership role in your family. Amen.
All the way in the back, there we got a. Are you married? There, husband, wife with three children. Okay, the lady, what's your name? Allison. You really stood out to me, and I heard the Lord say that this is the season to be merry. Not like Christmas time only. I'm not talking about just that. But, you know, there's Martha and there's Mary. And I feel like the Lord is saying to you that this is the time He really wants you to invest in rest. Okay? And that He's calling you away to be with Him. And I think that most moms can be Marthas and doers and do different things, but there's something about this time in your life, and I see the word reward. God is calling you out to come and spend even some more alone time with him than whatever he's getting right now with you, and to be merry, be amazed, sit at his feet and rest in his presence. And I just hear the Lord say, you won't regret it. Amen? All right.
Okay, this gentleman and lady right over here in the red shirt. Yes, that's you. What's your name, sir? Rick. Okay, and the lady beside you, is she your wife? Okay, Rick and I forget your name. Rochelle. Okay, Rick and Rochelle. Okay, well, mainly this is for Rick, but for both of you guys. But Rick, you know, I just hear the word evaluation, that you've been evaluating some things. And you've been looking at some things from different angles, and just I sense that you're a real giver, that you're the kind of guy that gets things done, that you're in some ways you're a behind the scenes person, and in some ways you're out in front. But I just see you, I hear the word glue. You're kind of like a glue that holds a lot of things together and a lot of people together. And I just hear God saying that this is a time for you. He's given you a season to look at things, to inspect things. I hear the expression, don't just take things at face value, but I see you walking around and looking things from the top and from the bottom, from the sides. And I just hear the Lord saying that in this season, he's going to give you a new perspective, a new way to see things. I sense there's some things you've been trying to get going, or some things that you're trying to, you thought they would be further along than they are right now. But I really heard God saying, I didn't want you to assume anything or take anything for granted. In this season, I've really challenged your heart, and I've really called you to trust me in a way that when you can't see things, to know that I'm at work in your midst. But I really hear God saying that he's giving you a whole different way to look at things that's really going to enhance your ability to get even more done and accomplish more in the season ahead. So I really feel that it's a good thing to evaluate, and that the Lord is saying that he's seen all the things that you've done that nobody else has seen, okay? Both the good and the bad, but I'm speaking about the good, okay? But I hear him saying that, son, I am well pleased because you do well. You don't do just good enough or just enough to get by, but you do so much more than what's required, and that's why you're my son. That's why I'm proud of you, because of what you do.
Hey, there's two guys in red. Brian, you're the one. Who's the other guy? That's you. What's your name? Dave. Dave, I felt like the Lord has a present for you. I see you in a canoe going down this small stream, and I feel like you're on a journey. You didn't take much with you. I feel like the Lord is inviting you to come away with him, and I see you getting ready to go, and you pull over this canoe, and you see this fireplace going, this fire, and it's like an outdoor place, and the Lord is inviting you to come there, to be away with him. And what I see there is the piece of paper that you have of all the questions that you've had of God. I feel like you have a lot of questions. And then it's not a disrespectful place or these angry questions. I just feel like you have these list of questions of these things that you've wondered of God. And I see that list there waiting for you. And I feel like the Lord is wanting to answer those questions for you. But it takes a violence for you to come away with him and to be away with him. But I feel like there's revelation coming. I feel like the Lord wants to connect some of the scriptures for you, the Old Testament, the New Testament. I feel like there's these, part of those questions is wanting to connect the scriptures. And I feel like the Lord is wanting to connect those things for you. And I just see as you go away and spend that time away with the Lord, I see your heart enlarging. And I just feel like there's a part of you I just sense that is weary, that there's been a long journey for you. And I feel like the Lord is wanting to encourage you, to strengthen you, to strengthen you for the days ahead. I feel like I just see your heart enlarging for love for him. The more the Lord answers those questions for you and connects things for you, all of a sudden your love for him is greater and there's a deeper revelation. I feel like the Lord is really wanting for you to have a greater understanding of the kingdom revelation of what you have and the promises in the Bible ahead, what's ahead for you. So I really feel like the Lord is wanting to connect all those things for you. And man, I want to go in that canoe with you. That sounds exciting. Be blessed.
All right, let's give the Lord a hand. Okay. the team can go ahead and come up. I'm going to do a few popcorn real quick words as the team is coming up. Young guy right there with a sweater on, a zip up. Yeah, what's your name? Joe. I heard the Lord say leader, and that you've been in a great preparation. And I heard the Lord say, son, I've called you apart. I've set you apart even for my own work and for my own will. For I have a great plan for you and a strategy for you. The Lord says, you've wondered what it is that you're supposed to do. And like the pieces of the puzzle aren't coming together. But the Lord says, I put a deep thirst within your heart for my presence. And I'm even cultivating a longing for my word within you. It's like I see you looking through the word of God like sifting through dirt for silver. And the Lord says, I'm going to fund you. I'm going to reward you. And I'm going to show you the way. And I just feel like you need to be in a place of worship right now. Stay in that place of worship. Stay in that place of worship that even while you're there, I see like grace from heaven, seasoning from heaven, preparing you for the calling on your life. And I see that there's like a mystery like about what you're supposed to do. I believe it has to do in the area of worship in some ways, but God is going to open up the door to make even clearer to you in a greater way. As you prepare yourself for the King of Kings, you're just going to have a divine encounter with him. And I just see him opening up your calling and future in a greater way. I feel like six months, if you'll stick with it, something significant is going to happen for you. Amen? All right. I think it's Dave. Am I right? Glasses, green shirt. Are you your Dave? No. What's your name? Aaron. I'm sorry. Aaron, I saw you with a fishing rod. And I saw you like reeling in and casting out. And I feel like there's some evangelistic opportunities for you. Like God is going to show you what bait to use, the right time, and even the right how to prepare yourself for the situations. But I heard the Lord say that there's some partnering situations for ministry things he has for you. And it's like I see God activating your faith in some new ways. It's like you got the juice, you got the stuff, but maybe you're not always sure when to step out. And there's some, I feel like God is just going to, I see some wires arcing like an upgrade for your power supply. And I feel like it has to do with faith, and God's going to upgrade your faith. And I just see ministry opportunities for you. Amen? Bless you, Aaron. Okay, I'm going to do a couple more really quick. Lady in the red sweater with a scarf around. Yeah, I heard the Lord say, sing, sing, sing. Sing, sing, sing. I feel like there's been a waiting, even some disappointment you've been like waiting through and struggling through, that you have given your heart to the Lord, fully his, but there's been this waiting, and it's almost like, hello, are you doing anything, Lord? I'm waiting to hear. And there's been this silence, so to speak. But I feel like God is just saying to you that it's like he wants you to break the silence by singing. It's like loose the love songs of God. And then it's like I heard the phrase, the choirs of heaven will enter in or join in. So I don't know what all that's about, but I feel like it's a time to just, it's like maybe sometimes the enemy means to put a lid on things. But when we rejoice and we sing, sometimes it can change and break that, set a new atmosphere in the spirit. Does that seem too strange? Okay, all right, good. Okay, praise the Lord. And then one more. There's a right behind you in a pink sweater. What's your name? Linda? Linda, I heard the Lord say rejoice, and I see the Lord like come and wrap his arm around you like a jealous husband. And I heard the Lord say you're in training for hearing his voice, that he wants to draw out your spiritual gifts, and I see many spiritual gifts. I feel like you're called to do great things, not only for the church and with the church, and like you're like one of those people that will be on the team, like they the Michael Jordans or the different people who are like, she's on our team kind of a person, but also you are one who is going to be, I see you serenading the heart of God. And like a great balance between. And I feel like the Lord is saying, give your time to me. Waste your time, so to speak, if that would be possible, on Jesus. Amen? Okay. Bless you. Okay. And so the rest of you, I'm going to go ahead and close up with prayer. And if any of you want a CD or you want a recording of this, you can sign up for the service tonight out there at the CD station, and you can get a CD of your prophetic word. You just put the date and time, and I think it's a few dollars. And then, but for the rest of you who want prophetic ministry who didn't get it, go ahead and come right up front. You can get right in front of a minister. We're going to do 1 or 2 minute prophecies, but you want to have your own recording device, okay? So we're going to go ahead and dismiss you, and I'll dismiss you with prayer. Lord, I just thank you for every person here. I just bless every home. I bless every marriage, every ministry, every family, every region, every church and ministry. And we just decree an increase in hearing and understanding and perceiving the word of the Lord and the voice of God. I just bless everyone. And anything that has been spoken or released over this people that's not a blessing, not of God, we break in Jesus' name. I declare freedom in Jesus' name over every person here. And Lord, we just pray for impartation for every person in Jesus' name. See you guys next time. Bless you.